Sub-Saharan Africa is home to six of the world's fastest-growing economies, and the continent itself is growing at over 4% per year. The U.S. government sees that as an opportunity for American companies to find trade partners that will create economic benefits and jobs. Representatives from 14 American companies got their chance in late June when they went to meet potential partners in three countries, Mozambique, South Africa, and Kenya. The companies chosen for the trip, including General Electric and Honeywell International, offer world-class products and services in three growing sectors of African economies: transportation, energy, and agricultural equipment. Leading the trade mission were two prominent members of the Obama administration, Secretary of Transportation Anthony Fox and Assistant Secretary of Commerce for Global Market Arun Kumar. The trip was part of the Obama administration's campaign to promote U.S. exports, an investment called Doing Business in Africa. It offers U.S. companies opportunities to expand their reach in the global marketplace with African partners. Kumar says many American firms are not familiar with exporting beyond the Western Hemisphere.
This is one of the missions of the Commerce Department, to promote a sense of global awareness, to create the capability of global fluency, to get more and more U.S. companies to export beyond their borders. We often find that there are a large number of U.S. companies that export to just one country, and that might be Canada or Mexico. But what we do find is that once they taste export success, we look beyond those borders and export to many more countries.
In a press meeting with African journalists, Kumar offered his views on the growing economic ties between the United States and Africa. He says that bilateral trade is essential for bringing new investment and technologies to Africa and creating jobs.
For instance, here in South Africa, where I'm speaking from, there are 600 U.S. companies that have created 150,000 jobs. And those 600 companies, the output of those companies account for about 10% of the GDP of South Africa. So that's a clear example of U.S. companies creating jobs. That's a clear example of how, as trade and investment grows, more jobs will be created. And these jobs are typically of a very high quality.
He says that's equally true of African companies like the South African energy and chemicals company Sasol, which invests in the United States.
Sasol is the biggest foreign direct investor in the state of Louisiana. And what is really interesting is that a number of companies from a number of countries, both in the developed and developing worlds, are now investing in the United States because they find that investing in the United States, A, gives them a really good return because the United States has a very good kind of business climate and a great market.
The U.S. Commerce Department official says many jobs, both in the U.S. and in Africa, rely on the ability to plug into global supply chains where many countries contribute various components to a finished product.
It is very difficult to build an entire product in one country and be competitive. It is very possible to build a component of a product and supply that globally and be competitive. So we encourage the integration of supply chains, and in particular, we're interested in integrating into those supply chains, small and medium enterprises. Because certainly in the United States, the small and medium enterprises are a very innovative and important section of our economy. And we're very focused in seeing how they can plug into global supply chains. And we believe that is an approach that will work well for other countries as well.
Kumar also said African governments can take action to promote investment and promote entrepreneurship. For example, they can provide businesses with clear rules for accessing capital and financing. The state can also encourage an education system that promotes innovation and encourage programs and services that help new companies.
And underpinning all of innovation is having strong IP laws, because a lot of innovation is based on the creation of novel intellectual property, and without strong protection for intellectual property, it would be difficult to create an atmosphere where entrepreneurs can feel safe to prosper.
Kumar says the U.S. also supports other efforts to boost African economies, like greater economic integration among the continent's regions and improved infrastructure. That includes airports and other forms of transportation, as well as harmonized border and customs procedures. In 2014, U.S. exports to sub-Saharan Africa reached a record $25.4 billion, an increase of over 5%. The U.S. government is working to improve on that number. In late July 24 to 26, President Obama will attend the 6th Global Entrepreneurial Summit in Nairobi, Kenya. It will bring together business leaders, mentors, and high-level government officials in an effort to show the U.S. government's support for innovation and economic development around the world. Last November, the Commerce Department introduced a number of small and medium enterprises to opportunities in Africa at a conference called Discover Global Markets. In September, a U.S. government program called Trade Winds will sponsor a business development conference in Johannesburg and a trade mission that will bring 70 U.S. companies to 8 countries in Africa. I'm Peter Clotty in Washington.